Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
A whole lot of space. You get in where you fit in. Right. Authentic in the building. Shit. You know what I mean? Philly Shine Radio. Live on the Thursday. Where is that coming from? I'm like, where is it coming from? What is going on? Who? How am I talking back to me? We live on Thursday. Always beneficial. Glock Aware, 4933 O York Road. Real official up in this building. Y'all know how I do it on Thursday, but today's a little extra special. I got a lot of exclusive music from my guest, Authentic. Follow him on Instagram, Authentic_bars, with an S. You know what I mean? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Official.
You've been
in the building lots of times.
Yeah,
you know,
play the cut sometimes. Yeah.
You support so many people. And wait a minute, let me start over. You support so many people. When I saw you really stepping out and doing your own thing, I'm like, yo, this nigga hot as shit. Your energy's amazing. Shout out to you coming through the streets in the bedroom concert. And not to mention that you really fuck with Philly heavy. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Authentic
gotcha.
Bars in the building. Got to why.
Made me or to create what I am today. Good and bad.
You gotta give a shout out to the bad parts. Like, you know what I mean? Come on now, niggas. Y'all got bad influences. Come on now. That ain't always fun. Y'all like, come on, let's do this shit. I don't want to, but I'm gonna do it.
You got to. But see, that's the thing. Like, a lot of people don't acknowledge that everything's just good. You come right out. Come out the womb and you got a mansion in the building.
No.
No, that ain't it.
God damn. You want. Though, like, goddamn, where my mansion? Where my belly?
Yeah, you
gotta
work for it.
You definitely gotta work for it. But shout out to the hard work that you put in and the support that you give to Philly and the support that you give back. I feel like it's paramount because it's a handful. And I say that to say it's like only like 20 niggas that I feel like from Philly that really interact with everybody and really do their thing with other niggas. So, you know what I mean? I commend you because everybody's so much worried about, oh, who's hating on me? Who's not supporting me? You know what I mean? When it's like, no, you got to gorilla this shit and then real and recognize real and you get to collaborate with those.
Right. Hard work, dedication. I mean, all that factors into actually pushing moving forward and coming from where I come from, you acknowledge that and recognize that and you realize things differently than worrying about what the next people do.
Right.
You understand what
can't
I'm saying?
Worry about that.
You can't worry about that. You can't let other people be your measuring stick. You got to be your measuring stick.
I like that.
You know,
so, I mean,
like,
we are a ruler. I need the whole joint and shit. I need the 6 foot joint.
I mean, it's great. My city is great. I love my city.
Isn't it?
I love my city.
Isn't it? I love it too.
No matter what, I love my city.
And you know what's crazy? I love everybody that you fuck with. Shout out to Trizzy the Mouse.
Yeah,
you know
Game.
What I mean?
Game.
Shout out to Vixen Gang University. You know what I mean? That's heavy. A lot of people don't know that Trizzy got a lot of people in Philadelphia started with the internet radio wave. You know what I'm saying? Him and Pop Wiz, you know what I mean? Really got those niggas started. Like, because as far as for me, it was one day I made a open mic joint and they like, come host a joint with me. I'm like, oh, cool. Who's doing this? Found out this nigga inspired the boy that invited me. So Trizzy's had some amazing shows. I'm going to get him back on Philly Shine Radio one day.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that, you know what I mean? But definitely want to pay homage. And your whole squad, like, and then that new record, Clout, you got with Mike Knox, that's heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Are you the first collaboration he did since he came home?
Yup, I was the very first one. Don't you touch down, Mike. And shout out to Mike Knox on that one. Shout out to Nah Money.
Nah Money. Shout out to Nah Money.
Nah
Money is
right
official.
Underneath everybody knows.
Nah Money, I want to come to your spot so bad, but sometimes I just can't come outside sometimes. This should be going on. Should be real life, but he knows it's all
it's a lot. Listen, it's crazy because this is the end of the year. Going into next year is just, we were talking about that on the way over.
So what are you, like a person that makes resolutions or you change every day, like? Are you saying, like, oh, next year I'm going to be different than I was last year or whatever?
It's crazy. My thought process is when I leave the house to come back better than when I left. You know what I'm saying? That's like a real hustler in my frame of mind is when I leave the house, I try to take everything out of my pocket, all the money I got, and come back home with more than I left with.
Yeah.
But never with the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, they don't think like that. That's different.
No. That's inspiring. Like, inspire niggas to do better. I feel like nobody thinks that things get better. And that's even, like, a lot of what my topic I always start to show is saying, like, please stop the violence. And that's what even got me emotional today on some other shit that I compartmentalized. But not that I have dealt with violence so much myself, but people get taken away so easily over just a careless thought. You know what I mean? Over careless thought. Just like really take time to examine what you're thinking and like what you really want for your brain. You know what I mean? Really, your brain is a vast muscle and it does so much. Like so many people, they just rather solve their problem with violence or ignorance or.
It's no thinking. Yeah. It's just doing. It's no thought into what you're doing. It's just doing. But then after the fact, they be the same ones. Now you're thinking, like now you're remorseful. Now you're sorry.
And now you want
them to think.
Before
they throw this book at you.
Yeah. Even with thinking about what happened with Nipsey Hussle's killer, they said that his father was just murdered. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? That's like the fourth family member of Eric Holder's that was. I don't even know his last name. I might be calling him the wrong name. But the boy,
yeah, right.
Like, it's like his fourth family member getting murdered. So it's like why even go there when you could just really achieve shit? Like, life is for the fucking hustlers. Like, what can't you do? You know what I mean? Like, and then I feel like that's even the mentality I get from you. Like, what can I do?
Right.
I'm unstoppable. You just came home from doing some time to yourself, right?
15 years.
15 years?
Ouch.
Years
straight from 2002 to 2017.
Ouch.
And it's
ouch.
Like, and I wasn't young. I was 19.
Oh, wow.
You know, so my life, I seen it in there. Then I got a lot of individuals who I came up with inside of there that was in there around the same age that, you know, you may know different people from that neighborhood. And them guys, you told my neighbor in there since about 2000.
Wow.
And a lot of them ain't never come.
I could definitely relate to that situation because my people are still locked up. I hope they be home soon. But yeah, like that takes an exceptional amount of strength. And then we never going back, right?
No. That's why I walk the path I walk. Like, I give everybody else theirs and I find mine and stick where I stick at. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because, like you, even you, before all this, you know, upon first meeting me and getting to know me over the time I've been home, like, when my name is mentioned, people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing was, coming home, the name I had before I went to jail, my whole purpose is to make a name opposite of that.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be one of those people that when your name is mentioned, people like, okay, and I'm not in anywhere that he is.
I'm not different.
I'm not anywhere. Where is he at so we can stay away from him?
And then that goes to say, a post I seen earlier, like, are you supposed to explain to people that you've changed? You know what I mean? That you're better.
You're
like,
supposed to show it.
Yeah.
Post is show it.
Show.
My family is much prouder of me. I'm much more proud of myself, but I look at all the stuff I did. I done did, this year alone, I probably did almost 50 shows.
Nice.
Almost 50. We're not just talking about Philadelphia. We're talking about Atlanta, D.C., New York, New Jersey. Over. And you got to realize I jump on the plane and go by myself. No team, no entourage, no nothing. I go to these cities in different states all by myself.
Major.
You know, a lot of people don't do that, but being in jail, learning different things is, like, the people that become rich, like the Warren Buffetts and the Bill Gates and all that, what they do is they pick up and they leave home.
Mm-hmm.
To go pursue their success other places. They go away from their normal.
To mention those names, don't make sure even say, oh, those guys inspire me, or I want to just, you know what I mean? I'm in my success.
Business. Yeah. I'm more about the business than anything.
Nice.
Business. Anything dealing with business is interesting to me.
That's dope.
Like any type of business or like the complicated stuff. Is what interests me. That's the stuff that
learn some shit, kind of.
Right. Educate. Because the world is constantly evolving.
Right.
So you have to evolve, adapt, and move forward.
I like that. You gotta evolve, you gotta move. Like Jay-Z said that shit. I don't even like him. But I'm saying.
And he's another one people don't know about. Like Jay-Z used to work in a fast food place.
About Jay-Z, even though I don't like how he's treated certain people besides Beyonce, but then he did her dirty, but he made her make an album over there. So, but one thing I like about Jay-Z, and I feel like even like Jay-Z, Meek Mills, CMB Rock, 2 Chainz, Jeezy, you know, Ludacris, I could say those guys, like, don't give up. And then, like, you know what I mean? Because, like, all right, so I'm going to try this. Like, you don't give up. Like, I always say that, like, 2 Chainz and Jeezy were, like, 2 of the artists. They got, like, one of the worst record deals in the business, you know what I mean? But they were able to just say, like, oh, no, I'm going to turn this around. I'm going to really keep going. I'm not going to ever give up, you know what I'm saying? Even Ludacris, like, people don't know, back in the day, he came out the trunk with it, you know what I mean? Just selling his own mixtapes and doing shit, you know what I mean?
When he was DJ Lover Love.
I forgot his DJ name, but I knew it was something.
So people gotta understand, do the history, do your homework to see where a person came from before they got to where they got.
Yeah, because it definitely takes not giving up. Even the Shorty Lizzo, everybody was Lizzo. Is it how you say her name?
I know
Lizzo.
The girl that went to the LA Lakers game the other day.
Yeah, but she's people's entertainer of the year. That's her too. Tom's entertainer of the year. She's on the cover, looking beautiful in this dress. But I like how she was talking about how she never gave up 8 years, you know, staying focused. And even for me, like, I know so many people who don't give up, because I'm a person that never even wanted to give up. Oh, you're on YouTube. Okay. Getting it together. I'm a person that's just like, wait a minute, it's another opportunity. Omari, yeah, that person didn't show improve or, you know, matter of fact, trying to do me dirty, but I'm like, oh, so clean. You keep working. You know what I mean? I feel like once you keep yourself clean, you can do anything. You know what I mean? You're not here to do nobody dirty. You're not here to, you know what I mean, get over as an entertainment business can be. You know what I mean? And can you even speak for that? Like, somebody trying to get over on you.
Oh, yeah. That's a good time. especially
for you, as big as you is, the beard and everything, yeah, niggas not intimidated.
They might do it from a distance though. You might get the spam email, the DM with the scams.
Because I was gonna say, if they not fucking with you, I'm getting a beard tomorrow.
No, that's right.
We'll wear a beard tomorrow. I'm bearding it up. Don't fuck with me. I got a beard, bitch.
The funny part though is, like, really being in prison, you see some of the most crafty, conniving, scamming. Listen, this is what? So when you get out here, you know, you never hear the people that tell you they'll tell you a story 10 times, but you done heard it from 10 different people around 10 different blocks, and they done switched the characters around, and it was them and Boo Boo and Jay Taylor. Like, come on, man. Dude over there just told me the same thing.
Right.
Like, that's what they do. It's like them kind movies. All this is like them kind, especially the music business. Oh, man. It'd be so much little manning and scamming and scheming.
You know what's crazy? Even for me, I feel like I've been able to say what I do because I'm like one of the most, you know, pardon my pun, authentic middle persons in the world. Like, you know what I mean? I'm so authentic. It's ridiculous. And I feel like,
sometimes you gotta be mean.
I'm never nice. I'm fair.
Don't tell people that.
I don't give a f- I tell people all the time, don't think I'm nice.
You're fair. You're a nice person.
No, I'm fair.
Sometimes you gotta be
unfair. I'm very fair. I don't give a fuck. If I can't be fair, I'm out.
Yeah, you just out of the equation.
I'm like, oh, y'all niggas is on some bullshit. No, thank you. Like, because, you know, so many times I get, oh, yeah, and it's just going to be here. And, you know what I mean? Oh, my God. Wait. I never forget fucking with Rick Lowe, dumbass, one time, right? It was so crazy. Like, we had a great, successful showcase.
Right.
I didn't say nobody was going to be there. It was just Rick Lowe and Honest doing shit together, whatever. It was real lit, legit. Then this nigga like, oh, Def Jam called me. I believe them. Because it's somebody who's been my friend for years. I believe them. I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, they going to come through. Then when it came, he like, all right, well, say him is this. I'm like, I'm not saying him is them. You tripping. I'm like, I will never say that. And then what was crazy is we had 75 artists signed up to perform that night.
What time y'all start? Like 1 a.m?
No. Then we couldn't even start till like 10:30 because we almost got shut down because the police was greedy and shit. It was crazy. Then next thing you know, it's like 12:30 or whatever. I'm in a show. I'm, you know, interacting with, I know niggas, so I'm good. But then Rick Lowe was gone. He done took everybody's money. This nigga left me.
You still there showing all type of hospitality. Hey, listen.
He left me. Yeah, right. He left me. But I feel like if it wasn't for the fact that I'm a fair person,
I think that.
I could have got rolled on that night or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? But niggas was like, Honest, I know it ain't you. And I'm just like, y'all motherfucking right, it ain't me. Because, come on, man. Fuck with people's dreams. I don't do that shit at all.
That's why I said sometimes being mean, because on the flip side, me, the way I am, not mean, but a little bit more, like, stern. Somebody come to me to feed me some BS, I'm just looking at them like...
No, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like your friend, somebody you cool with for 5 years.
Expect the unexpected from the people you
know what I mean?
Expect.
All I know is when Tranny Day came around, it was funny. But that's just the end of that story.
Expect the unexpected from the people you least expect.
But I feel like I said, because, you know, and I've had other situations where I've come across, you know, shady people, but my name's good because I keep it clean with niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it fair with niggas. You know, if I can't be with a person who wants to be intelligent, who wants to, you know what I mean, represent themselves, it's just like, oh, why? Are we just drinking tonight? Are we just eating chicken wings? Okay. Then that's all we're going to do. Oh, you just want to eat my pussy? All right, I'm leaving. That's all I get out of the situation. That's fine. That's all it was. But I feel like it's a lot to get out of Philly because Philadelphia is an amazing consumer market.
Right.
You know that.
Right. It's a lot here. It's a lot here for the city.
It's a lot. But you got to be ready to connect to them consumers. You know what I mean?
You have to.
So even what the consumers want. Like, you gave me all this exclusive music. I got to start off with clout, though.
Go ahead. Let them hear that.
I got to start off with clout. Like, we talking about a lot of things because I feel like this businessman, this artist, you know what I mean, this really perfect businessman has so much to bring to the table for Philadelphia representing and really, like you said, branching out. Not only just Philadelphia. Because niggas from Philly want to see you do way more than just Philly. You know what I mean? We want to see way more than Philly. So let's get back to Philly Shine Radio.
Radio Blockaway, what up?
What up?
out shit, get it out shit, till we round shit. Shout out my man Mike Knox, man. That was a fun night, man.
Thank you. can send it to you today. Not that.
Yeah, not the same
reason,
but
it's the one I just sent you
this day. It's
no, no, it's called Making Moves.
I didn't get it.
I just seen it. I seen it on there.
Join me and Sean Kane. Trizzy, this is my new shit. Me and Sean Kane. Thank you, sir. All y'all. You know what I mean? Niggas niggas could be in tears one day. I can get some hugs and kisses and shit, like chicken. Y'all can feed me anytime too. Like if I'm sad, I'm probably hungry too. So I wasn't thinking about eating, but eating helps me out a lot. But music helps me out a lot. Shout out to GB, you know what I mean? That's the hottest female rapper in the world. Like, she could do fucking anything, you know what I mean? I loved her voice. When I heard, I'm like, wait a minute.
Gotta run that back.
That's why Authentic was coming with them crazy bars. Because I'm listening to you, I'm like,
you gotta be right. Come correct.
Yeah, you gotta come correct, you gotta come correct.
I mean, but that's the greatness of just challenging, like, that type of competition where everybody's challenging to just be dope. That's amazing.
Right.
That's amazing. That's the type of stuff I like to be like.
I gotta hear what you and Trezzy did, you know what I mean? Before I say anything, Trizzy is the greatest entertainer in the world. You know what I mean? I feel like so many people, you know what I mean, have learned so much from him. You know what I'm saying? Because put him in any type of situation, hosting, rapping, being funny, being silly, being a pimp, freaking stripper. Where to show it? Trizzy got the show. Oh, yeah, and my show, too. I ain't even going to let you say. He like, you see Soulja Boy interview? I'm like, the fuck for what? Like, what does this mean anything? Like, that's another story.
You hear me?
That's why I put you in the hot seat.
You hear me?
I can't hear shit. Wait a minute. What am I doing?
You can hear me?
Yeah, no, I can hear you. You can hear me?
Yeah,
you can hear you. We live. Shout out to Glockaware.
Yeah, but the concept. Especially working with Trizzy, like we be bouncing stuff back and forth all day long.
Song called Making Moves.
Like,
so
we got a few different jewels. Like, what we doing is we doing the artistry. Like, a lot of people, they fail to incorporate everything into this entertainment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like how y'all got, you know, different, the artwork, the graffiti, the breakdance, and different things. You got to have those different elements, especially to separate from everybody else. So, you know, the same way when we perform, like, it's different. Like, we doing stuff ain't nobody else doing. You might see a group of people or two, three people on the stage jumping around aimlessly, offbeat, or just jumping around screaming and hollering.
Right.
That's their thing. Cool. But we don't even rehearse. don't even rehearse. We just feed off the, you know, the whole vibe. We know when we get up there, especially, you know, shout out tonight. We about to go do that same thing tonight, and we back at it Saturday with Jim Jones opening up for him. Sunday, you know, at the spill situation with OBH Razor. Then next week, we had to fill 3,000 people.
We're going to get busy.
3,000 people. And you got to understand, this is from an individual. Like I said, I'm 16 years in jail. I'm stepping out here about to jump on a stage that big to film. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just having fun now. Now I'm just having fun. You talking about from being in a box, treated like an animal, to now I'm just going for broke.
But that's what you deserve. And I feel like most black men, black women, minorities, impoverished people need to know you can do your best, but you got to get it. You know what I mean? You can't just sit down and think that it's coming to you. Because they know this shit just coming to you.
No.
Except for a couple of things because you know the right people. But that still didn't even come to you because you know the right people.
When I first came home, the people that I did knew that was out here moving and shaking, they passed me over. I told them right before I even came home, like I was calling home, I told people. Because before I went to jail, I was doing music. You know what I'm saying? So when the people like, oh, you going 15 years, you're not coming home doing no music. My third day home out of prison, I was in the studio.
Exactly.
Getting busy. And I've been in there ever since.
Even to say that, that's lit too, because so many people get discouraged when they say, oh, this person's supposed to show me love, and they get that anger, like, oh, I want to fuck him up because he's not showing me love. How do you handle those type of emotions?
My thing was what I did got me in jail. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody else stop because of the decision I made to do something to get me in jail. Your life can't stop. My baby mom's life can't stop. My mom's, nobody else's life stopped for 15 years to cater to a grown man who made a grown man decision. You understand what I'm saying? You got to, listen.
I've never heard anybody that's been in jail say that shit. They be like, man, that bitch did me dirty. She ain't robbed
me. When I first got booked, I blamed the dude that told on me. I blamed the police. I blame the car that was right there as I'm trying to run and turn the corner and park. You try to turn the corner.
Who parked this damn car here
stopping me from getting away? Who did that? That's your fault.
But to be honest, when you're doing dirt, you want to get away with it.
Yeah, but the crazy part is before I did what I did, I said there's a possibility I can get away with it and be cool. It's a possibility I can get caught. It's a possibility. See, you never plan. You can't plan for the unknown.
No, of course.
You can't plan for the unknown.
But I feel like if you come off the porch, you got to expect it. You know what I mean?
You have to expect
it. You got to expect it.
You got to expect life. You're not living in a bubble. You got to expect life.
You can't be on some bitch shit. You can't snitch.
Right.
You can't pull. You know what I mean?
And the flip side of that was because the same way I am now, open to people, humble and all that, the person that I actually went to jail behind, he was supposed to be the tough guy. You know, he's tough.
Damn, wait. It wasn't all you?
No, but what I'm saying is the person that I shot another gentleman.
Okay.
I shot another gentleman. He survived. He was this big name or this tough guy, older dude. I'm 19 at the time. He in his 40s. You know, he come to court and tell. I'm like, damn, what you doing up there? Like, you was the case. You was the gangster. You was the killer. Like, that gave me a whole different perspective.
Listen.
That gave me a whole different perspective. Like, look,
at the end of the day, you don't know what compels certain people for anything. But that's even why I even always every show say stop the violence. Because for me, all the people who are fucked up, knocked out, and you know what I mean, did certain things too. I just always thought that like, y'all wanted me to fuck you up because you really thought I was going to get in trouble for it. You know what I mean? You wanted to put me in a situation where I lose my temper and you're not really a priority to me. You know what I mean? It's been years since I've ever had to defend myself in every situation I've had to defend myself. You know what I mean? I'm sure, you know, 19 and 40, you say a big nigga, you don't think that, you know what I mean, that you're going to make it out of that situation. You got to defend yourself. You know what I mean? So, but what's crazy is 10 times out of 10, that's a nut-ass motherfucker. If you feel like you got to put your hands on them, you got to correct them. You know what I mean? So that's even why I always say have the violence, because it is a bigger picture. Like, just because somebody's fucking up, they fucked up money, they stole from you, they fucking your bitch, they fucking your nigga, or whatever. Like, you got to leave that nut-ass person alone, that nut-ass bitch, that nut-ass situation. Like, go make some more money. Like, it's another situation available for you.
It's alternative. It's alternative. But.
And I like that you're responsible. Like you said, I took on my own responsibility.
Yeah, I did that.
But to be real, you know what I mean? People be wanting the ass, but. You don't even have to do it. I don't know how to do it. Like, I'm like, oh, you want your ass whipped? I'm walking away. The last couple of times people got on my nerves, but I'm like, I'm not going to fuck you up. I don't feel like it. Like,
Sometimes it's better not to even say nothing.
I'm not even going to do it.
You don't
even
say nothing.
Now, I don't say nothing.
I learned that in jail too. You play retarded and oblivious to the world, and then everything is.
I don't play retarded.
I play. Listen,
you gotta watch people as you walk away.
You ain't seen the movie. Of course, I did. Yeah,
shout out to Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
I can't forget him. That's my favorite.
Yeah, play a little.
Oh man.
I got a little. Yeah, all that. They be like, oh yeah, it couldn't have been him. It was. Yeah, don't worry about them.
I look like I walk with a limp with this big ass butt, but we're going to get back to this music, Philly Shine Radio. We got Authentic in the building.
This is real. This is real.
This says you're making moves. You want to give it an intro?
Oh, man, this is
me. We got to give an intro.
Hold up, first and foremost, once y'all get a whiff of this, y'all understand what we're doing. We're taking it back with the music, whereas though we talking about skits on the music, skits on the album, everything put together.
What? We missed it. That's the 90s shit.
Right. That's what we bringing back. So shout out my man Trizzy DeMille, Music Gang, making moves. Y'all already know.
That's that 90s shit. Where are the skits at? Email me the skits. I'm playing them tonight. Oh, give me the camera. I'm filming you. Wait. This got the energy. Yeah, this got the energy.
I don't know.
Where's your door? Go there. That's you.
That joint right there, and the crazy part, that's hot as shit. But the crazy part, like people would think we script that type stuff. We just go in. That one right there, I literally one morning I texted him. I said, "Dang, I'm on these boys' ass."
See the moves I made.
I said, "I'm going to the studio." He said, "You go, yeah." I said, "No." He said, "Come get me." And we just went right in there.
Who
and
did
came
the hook?
He wrote everything. He literally gets was like, I'm in there and I was just vibing to. He's like, it wouldn't be right if they don't jump on.
I said, you gotta jump on this.
You gotta go in and do what you do.
We just jump right. We just naturally
one take. I was like, man, get go record.
They don't even dig
the
process
though.
Get on the
mic, okay.
But they don't even dig the process though.
Get on the mic over there. You gotta get on the mic over there. You gotta get it on the show.
We don't.
That is crazy.
We just do work.
I mean, like he asked me, I'm like, I'm on my. He called me that morning. Like we talk almost every morning. Mm-hmm. He one of the first people I conversate with.
That's dope. And, I can tell that y'all close, and then like even for me, I'm glad that you're here because I wanted to comment on the fact that because even you, Trizzy, I've seen you be solo for a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, only women.
Yeah, you know. Got me around the window.
Hey, but we got that in common. We got that in common.
I'm not gonna say solo, but like no niggas around you, not too many niggas around you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but I know you always knew your talent. You know what I mean? We from down the bottom and shit too.
I tell people like we go back before all of this. Like we was in open mic trying to build a name for ourselves. Like before anybody
go back like
the radio show, before we doing anything, me and you was popular at open mics for Larry Laird weekly. I mean, consistently trying to build a name for ourselves. So, but with him, I met Authentic about a year ago. He came to one of my shows through someone that I knew. And after that, I guess it was a bit of a bond. Like, I said, he was dope. And I thought he was working. And he was a good person. Like, my whole thing, one of the reasons I don't be with a lot of niggas, because niggas ain't they who they are.
Right.
And I'm too genuine to be around too many fake motherfuckers in the game. Come with that. And I learned that by being burnt out. And being genuine to the wrong people.
Right.
So that's why you never saw me with a lot of guys. The women, I'm like, I'm around women all the time. So, I mean, they go
through. I mean, well, women, we have so many uses.
Yeah, I mean, like, y'all crazy. But I'd rather be around the women.
I got here, the crazy you deal with that shit.
Yeah, and I'd rather deal with that for
men. Men make women crazy. That's my topic for next week. Why the fuck y'all keep calling women crazy when you make them crazy?
We don't always make y'all crazy.
That's
gonna be a great topic
because
me and
Uncle
both gonna call in.
Y'all better call in.
I'm gonna stay on the line the whole show.
Yeah. The topic this week is: would you marry? I mean, we get to it. Sometimes we'll get to the topic.
I seen it. I was waiting for this one.
Would you marry a Poe, a player, or a bum?
But you gotta pick one. What you mean? You gotta pick one.
Would you marry any of those? Like, you know what I mean? Because some people they know they marrying a hoe. They know they marrying a bum. They know they marrying a player.
It's good people and it's bad people.
Yeah.
Period. It's good people and it's bad people. Like, nobody is perfect. I'm far from perfect. I accept that. I'm far from perfect. And I tell a lot of people, this is another thing I was... Who, me?
You ain't no bum now. You ain't no bum.
I ain't no bum.
But if you think about being a married husband, are you thinking about being a player, Authentic? Are you thinking about being a hoe?
No, you not thinking about that. You not.
Yo, I don't think nobody wakes up every morning and say, you know what, I'm just going to be a hoe today.
Yes, they do.
I hope not, yo.
That's like, what in the world?
I'm going to go to my homie. I'll be patient. He's from Atlanta. He's really, really talented.
Wake up and be a hoe.
Like,
I think you unconsciously be a hoe.
Yeah, it's like
you're not gonna plan. You're not gonna plan to be a hoe.
Everybody today.
Like you don't just open up a calendar and just.
This
start.
Generation has the proudest hoes I ever seen.
This now I understand that. I understand that.
But I feel like hoes been proud.
No, they weren't.
No.
Hoes came out at nighttime.
Right.
We talk about the 90s. What's been happening since 2010?
Music.
Hoes have been out there too.
Music. I blame music.
You blame
music for the hoes being
proud of being hoes?
Man, what?
I mean, but Video Girl's been out since Tip
Girl with
Nelly.
But that's not hoes though. Let me ask you this though. What is your everybody defines everything differently. Yeah. Like, my sister said, the way you, I mean, some people think certain stuff, like, once you get to a certain limitation, if you don't cross that, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
We know what hoes is. Like, you can't doubt a person for wanting to fuck. You know what I mean? And,
yeah, fucking
and they not, you know what I mean?
Thing.
They just fucking, they like, oh, all right, I thought me and him was going to be together, then we not. Oh, well, now I'm maybe me and him going to be together,
then we not.
You know what
now,
I mean? That's a different,
that depends on the situation. It depends.
Because some guys, I feel like they're harder on women when it comes to like those type of situations where a girl is just like, oh, I really like this guy, whatever, we fucking, and then it's over with, whatever, and I'm fucking somebody else. Like, you know what I mean? But I feel like you know what hoeing is. Like, a bitch that's really like, no, I'm going to fuck the hottest nigga.
He's
going to give me some money.
With the way the world is now with these, I ain't even got time to look that deeply into a person. If I got to take that much time to look that deep into your background, like, why are you hiding me from your family? And why are you talking about your name Kiki and they calling you Jasmine and all that? If I got to do all that, it's like a spy situation. You know what? Let me slide to the left because I don't even know if I'm going to be ducking bullets just by asking you what time it is. So let me get on over here. Like, My thing is, and it's crazy, not to shoot off topic or nothing, but I learned to mind my business with a lot of stuff. Okay. I seen a guy snapping on his girl one time, right? And this was not too long. I seen him snapping on. I'm thinking in my mind, like, why this boy doing this to this girl like this and all that? And before I put on my cape and all that, and like, I'm going to be a superhero, I just sit back and watch. Come to find out, she set him up to be tied up and robbed and all that. I said, we go over this way.
You know what? even for me, it's hard because I never forget standing up for this woman who was getting fucked up by a dude and shit. And then 2 days later, I seen her back there. And I'm just like, well.
Right.
What if
right,
he
so
would have hit? I don't think he would have thrown his knee, but.
You never know. But I say that to say, like, for me to got to dig that
I think even for me, the situation, I was able to intervene because of who I am. In the common situation down, but like you said, like, you can't always intervene in
everything. You can't put your name stamp on everything because that's like, if you stamp everything that come across you and all that don't add up to, you know, that solid nature, then it waters down your name.
I think that's amazing to, like, in the topic for the week. That's good. You can't put your stamp on everything.
You can't. You yourself as a brand. Honest Fire is a brand. You can't stamp everything.
That's just like what she got said with me. I don't see with a lot of guys because I don't.
You can't stamp everybody.
You won't see me.
We had a discussion about bringing Boone back. You got to start Boone. We got to start keeping it real.
What did
Boone
leave?
Everybody is the greatest and the best.
We Boone niggas.
We in the era now.
I ain't never been nowhere where we ain't Boone people.
We in the era now where all this, if you say you don't like somebody's song, it's negative energy, you been, is a bad vibe, or everybody's supposed to be good now. And that's not the case. I haven't been to too many shows where they actually, the dude was corny. And they booed the dude.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I've seen people get booed a lot.
I've always seen people.
I boo niggas too myself. You know what I mean? And people look at me like, oh, honest, you boo. Yeah, boo. Like, hold on.
We talked about this.
You can't boo. You got to boo a person because that lets a person know.
Morale.
Yeah, it helps them to
get better.
Right, let me get my shit together.
Oh, man.
Like, you see, have you guys seen any movies? Like, you know, that's what helps build that character for the person. And help them get better. Like,
shout out to my family. Because, listen.
Your family booed you?
They used to grind me to sawdust. When I used to try to rap, they used to listen. You talking about being laughed at? But it was funny because I look back on that now. But they used to do that, but tell me different ways to get better.
You know what's so crazy? I had an ex or whatever. And I just couldn't see how everybody... just because they liked them so much. They were just like, yo, man, did you hear what you said? I'm like, did anybody say damn? Did anybody say, ooh?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those are the real reaction, not did you hear what he said? Like, you know what I mean? You don't have a conversation about some shit that a nigga rapping. And I used to tell them all the time, like, that shit was ass. You know what I mean? I can't believe it. But then I got called a hater, and I got called unsupportive.
Right.
But then years later,
that's what I'm talking about.
It was honest, you was the only person who told me.
Kevin, real.
But people, as artists, like I say, sometimes as artists, our pride is high. So when we think we the shit and someone don't tell us we not the shit in the proper way, we don't take it in right. So we're always going to be in defense. We always going to be in defense of our own craft.
Right, right.
I mean, but when it comes from someone like my dad has never sugarcoated shit with me, so I wasn't
was
prepared. I was prepared. Like, nigga, that shit was ass.
another thing, and it's been times, I'm going to even tell you like this. Like, he's heard a lot of my music.
Okay.
He'll tell me when something, okay, that was cool, that was dope. This one ain't hit like you usually hit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you dig what I'm saying? I'll be like, right. And it was times even like the situation with the studio when the stuff was going in and out, when it, like the studio I go to, they had technical difficulties. He's like, damn, why this sell like this? And I'm like, damn, I got to go back, do it over. I don't have no problem with that because you have to be honest and real with yourself in order to get better. And that's another thing, like when you asked me earlier, what's my goals, how I set my goals? I always try to outdo myself. Even a tip with my music, like I told him, I make my first verse crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I try to make my second verse better than my first. Then I try to end the last one off killing both. Like, I be competing against myself.
That's who
I be like, that's why when I start my flow start changing, and it's like, how the hell he just do that?
I love working with authentic. Like I said, it's rare when I come across guys in this city that's genuine, that really care. Like, that's what, because he was hot already. And like I said, I don't give a fuck about how hot you is, how big your clout is.
Right.
If your heart ain't good, I'm not being around these niggas.
And then I feel like if everybody does that, because I feel like the world would be way better.
Yeah,
like,
we think too much.
Like you have those feelings in your stomach, the feelings in your brain. Like, that's real shit. That's to say, oh, all right, this person is not a give and take. We're not both giving to each other. We're not both taking from each other. We're not both building from each other.
We just be having fun.
Separate from the person.
We really just be having fun.
But like, yeah, you that's when you see it. Oh, it's not fun. You know what I mean? But some people ignore the fact that, oh, it's not fun. It doesn't feel good. Like, you don't ignore those feelings. And I feel like, you know what I mean? Stay focused on it. Like, I loved having you guys here on the show. I would love to bring y'all back. I can't wait for January 6th.
Listen.
Another Monday. We at Voltage. It's going to be crazy. Like, y'all doing all this shit to close out the year.
Starting the year off.
We're doing the biggest concert.
You're right. I got to be there.
We just had to call it the biggest concert.
I got to be
there. Because even for me, I only just go for people who really want their shit. You know, anybody who I've collaborated with and I talk to, like, I want to be able to say that, you know, this person believes in themselves. Like, this person really want big shit for themselves. So why not put them on stage?
Right.
Then it was the first person doing it. He was honest, you doing some shit.
If not the first, was you authentic? One of the first people was like,
I had to.
Because he hit me up every time he got his show. He's like, Tris, be on this. I'm like, damn, we got three this week. I'm like, we got this.
We got three shows this week.
So I'm like,
had three in one day before.
I love working with
you,
brother.
And shout out coming up too, coming 2020.
Yeah. Shout out everything that y'all doing, because I'm about to play some music to close out the show. Because we didn't even play that much music. It was such a good vibe, though.
Come 2020, I now have a new sponsor, like who I sent you earlier. It's the Vault 215.
Shout out to the Vault 215.
Like,
we got to do a cipher up in there. Look nice in there.
This venue is going to be crazy. You got to check it out. Check out the Vault 215. We now being sponsored by them as the exclusive place where you can come check me out, catch me at. It's a, you know, bars, bottles, VIP. We got everything there. Come on out.
Listen. I mean,
and another thing coming up for 2020, what I'm doing for everybody, and I'm sending out invitations, I'm doing a Super Bowl party all on me. You ain't got to pay for nothing. Get your invitation, you come, food, drinks, big screens, everything, all on me. Well, come on down. We ain't even, depending on how big we get. If we get too big.
We could be shoulder to shoulder.
I'm pulling everybody. No, I want everybody to be comfortable. We want everybody comfortable. Right, this is all of me. This is me giving back to my city and the people that show love to me.
Okay, once the guest list get full, I want it first.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Glockaway, yeah. Y'all, listen, I'm inviting, I'm personally inviting Glockaway. Me being here, Toucan, Onyx.
Wait, wait, wait. Glockaway is 13 live shows.
Listen, I need y'all.
A lot
come
of
on.
Us.
Listen, I'm having, I'm
in
having.
In our entourage.
I'm having.
Bring
the
bus.
Yeah,
we got.
We can't bring
our.
Send
them
to
me. Send them to me. Send that list of trips.
You got to send. We come crazy deep. Like, be like, Juice, what's good for your man?
Yeah, just put Glockaway on there and everybody show up.
We Glockaway, wait a minute. But no. Like, you know, Glockaway is the home of creating a brand. You know what I mean? We here on Thursday, right after my show with the Glockaway radio show. I'm definitely sending Toucan some music because, you know, he always reach out to artists and, like, tag the hottest artists because we're going to play your music tonight. You know what I mean? This is an actual streaming site. If your shit is distributed, you will get their credit. You know what I mean? Like, we're really, really trying to support artists and give them that outlet. So, you know what I mean? We got y'all. You know what I mean? And Trizzy, give a shout out to what you're doing. What's up with Peanut Live? What's up with your funny shit? Please, tell us.
Shout out to Peanut Live. He retired for right now. So,
He's on a Christmas vacation?
He's on vacation right
now.
It's all about PJ, the producer, right now.
Okay.
And the whole Vixen Gang University. I mean, everybody that's under that umbrella that I'm working with. Like I say, Authentic is one of the brothers. We're working with Chris Holmes, Boss Way, PJ, Stephen J.
Hey.
Like I say, it's a conglomerate of good people, man, that we linked up with. That's all we care about. Is if you're good,
always
you're talented,
been saying conglomerate.
I mean, so that's pretty much what it is. I mean, like, I'd rather feel like family with the people I'm working with than anything. I mean, so follow me at Trizzy the Mouse, follow Vixen Gang University. I mean, that's the gang. And like I said, shout out to you, Monica. Because we go back like that, I mean, like, baby.
Listen, we not going to forget, if you looking for anything, hosting, anything, comedy, he just burned down the hibachi with Tommy Davis.
Tommy Davis, we
got to see that.
I mean, like
we everywhere.
Mixing Gang University is a one-stop shop. I mean, we a one-stop shop for everything. If you model, you're trying to model, if you're trying to get in the entertainment world,
what are you trying to do, man?
Do everything.
Features. Anybody looking for features? Listen, I got songs, right? Y'all looking for features? I'll let Trizzy to get with me, man, and we can work something out. We do business.
I'm about to play Fuck Likes in
the
DJ.
Oh, man.
Explain those songs because that's closing out the show.
Listen, I ain't even got to explain. Listen, stop worrying about people liking you, getting approval, acceptance, all this other shit. I don't care if I'm wrong. I don't care if I'm right.
Live.
I ain't here to be loved and I ain't here to be liked.
What's up with D?
I just go in my head a lot, man. I just really go in my head a lot. And my music, I just come from inside of me just to connect with people. Like how we have rapping is a conversation. Me and you having a conversation. So the common thing we have is we're both human. We got feelings, emotions. We laugh, we cry, we love, we hurt, all that. So that's what I drive through in my music. And I put it to paper and, you know, I put it out there. Somebody going to relate to it.
Philly Shine Radio, we have fun. Authentic, Trizzy the Mouth, Vixen Gang, Authentic Bars, Bite Knock. Shout out to everybody. GB Hanifa. Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to Snow Queen.
Shout out my man, B&B.
Shout out to Bruno Braille. Happy birthday.
Get Money Joe. What's up, homie?
Vegas, happy birthday.
Shout out Bruno Brown, man. OBA Razor, man.
Hold on.
Yes.
Don't move.
I'm about to cut it off, though.